is Hattrick, and I will be your host for this evening of Psychological Drama. On the show this week, we'll be looking at two movies that seek to identify the human subconscious through cinema. The first movie is Psycho, by Alfred Hitchcock, and later we will be examining the cinematic elements and theories behind the current blockbuster, Inception. Throughout the hour, the interludes will be focused on psychologically minded music, from Pink Floyd to Jefferson Airplane, and the darker albums by the Beach Boys and the Beatles. Influences from early thriller and horror movies are apparent. I'm going to get us in the mood first with a little Floyd. You're listening to Greenlight Radio, because only we care enough to watch you while you sleep. Welcome back. The first movie on the docket for the night is Psycho. Released in 1960, Psycho was groundbreaking in its portrayal of human psychosis in film. Directed by Alfred Hitchcock, the screenplay was an adaptation of the Robert Bloch novel by the same name. Based on the serial killer Ed Gein, the movie presents the story of a secretary, Marion Crane, who steals $40,000 from her employer to start a new life with her impoverished boyfriend. On her way to meet him, she stays the night in a small hotel run by Norman Bates. Bates was played by Anthony Perkins, and this movie is credited as the catalyst for his acting career. Marion goes to her room to sleep for the night, and while taking a shower is brutally murdered. In the next few days, a private investigator, her boyfriend, and her sister come to the hotel, and the atrocities committed by Norman's psychotic mother are slowly unraveled. In the end, we learn that Norman's mother has been dead for years, and all of the murders were committed by Bates. This movie was revolutionary in its representation of the human condition. We discover that Norman retains an alternate personality that takes on the characteristics of his mother. And every time he gets close to a woman or feels threatened, he blacks out and his mother's personality takes over. An interesting fact about that, actually, the killer that it was based off of, Ed Gein, was found with the women's body parts in his shed, Which is why Norman Bates has his mother's skeleton. It's because Ed Gein was a serial killer grave robber. Yeah. Super happy. We're going to play some music, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the reasons that Psycho is still credited, why Psycho is still credited as the first real psychological thriller. When listening to the next songs, notice the use of staccato strings in the piece. The soundtrack for Psycho greatly influenced artists like the Beach Boys, and can be seen in the orchestral arrangements and Good Vibrations, and later in A Day in the Life by the Beatles. You're listening to 95.3 KGLR.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations.
She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
gone. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was from the House of Lords. Army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look. Having read the book, I'd love to turn you.
Thank you. The queen of lying took her vow, and then she turned to gold. The prince of peace embraced the gloom and walked the night. Shake the castle wall, the ring raised right and black. Right on,
situation right on. Shoot straight to them before.
No comfort yet, the fire at night, the lights of face so cold.
Dance in the dark of night, sing to the morning.
The blue old wire, with flames from the dragon of darkness, some light blinds his
we're in the middle of my discussion of the movie Psycho by Alfred Hitchcock. Hitchcock was notorious for his cameos in all his movies, and Psycho was no exception. When watching the movie, look for him around 7 minutes in. He can be seen through the window of Marion's work wearing a Stetson hat. What's interesting about this cameo is that the reason he chose to do this scene is because his daughter plays the other secretary at Marion's work, so he just wanted to be in the scene and get to see his daughter act, which is nice. Other interesting things to know about the movie is that the shower scene was actually chocolate syrup, was used for blood, and a frightened young audience member was so disturbed after this that her father sent Hitchcock an angry letter yelling at him because she refused to take showers after viewing the movie. Just for his credit, Hitchcock wrote him back that the father should simply start sending her to the dry cleaners. As with all other Hitchcock movies, camera placement plays a key role in setting the mood of the movie. His slow pans across the frame and often unsettling close-ups give the movie a haunting presence. Shots of Marion driving with a police officer behind her seem crowded because of the close-ups, and the scene of Norman pulling aside the painting to watch Marion undress enhances its voyeuristic feeling through a first-person camera shot peeking through the hole. The painting in the scene is called The Lock, and it's by Jean-Honoré Fragonard. I cannot do French names, don't even make me try. And it portrays a man about to rape a woman. I think that's kind of interesting that they put that in that especially dramatic moment. All right. Well, that's all I have to say about Psycho. The influences of Hitchcock on later horror and thriller directors can't be overestimated, as his films laid the groundwork for the psychological drama genre. We're going to listen to some music, and when we come back, we'll talk about Inception and Christopher Nolan's interpretation of the dream realm. You're listening to Greenlight Radio, brought to you by that creepy guy who tried to buy you a drink last night. I know my toupee was obvious, but I only have 2 restraining orders.
Side of you.
The second movie to go over tonight is the new Christopher Nolan film Inception. Based on the idea of lucid dream manipulation, the movie follows Dom Cobb, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, who works as a thief of subconsciously stored information in other people's minds. With a team of retrieval experts, Ellen Page plays Adriadne, a college architect who creates the world of the dreams that are then implanted onto the subject's mind. Marion Cotillard plays DiCaprio's protagonist in the form of his deceased wife, who is still retained and in a version alive in his subconscious. That's pretty much all the plot I'm going to tell you, because half of the fun of psychological thrillers is the unexpected twist that leads you. I think it's about time for music, so when we return, we'll go further into depth into Inception. You're tuned into GreenlightRadio.com 9 to 5 3. Thank you. Welcome back to the Frame Game. I'm your host, Hat Trick, and currently we are discussing the movie Inception by Christopher Nolan. There are a few key symbols to identify when watching this movie. The first is the top that the main character Dominic keeps with him to remind him that he's not dreaming. One of the main ideas that Inception presents is the presence of lucidity in dreams. Each member of the team carries with them an object that, when in dreams, helps to remind them that they are asleep. The top represents the interpretation of reality in lucid dreams and acts as a general metaphor for questioning your world. Many of the ideas in the film are direct extensions of studies done on lucid dreams. Of course, at the moment, there's no way for direct invasion of another's dreams that I know of. If you know how to do it, email me, hattrick.kglr@gmail.com. I would love to know that shit. Okay, indeed. I was telling you about lucidity, which is the act where a dreamer recognizes that they are dreaming, and then are able to control and direct their dreams. There are a couple of easy ways to become lucid in your dreams. The first is by looking at text or electric clocks. When dreaming, our minds lack the capability to process text, so the words in the book will appear fuzzy, and you'll be unable to read the clock radio. Interesting fact, actually. Even if you're blind, studies have shown that your dreams still will most likely be in color and full visuals, which I think is cool because it just shows how much the human brain can do. Another way that you can realize that you're dreaming is by trying to change the lighting in the room. Flip the light switch up and down, and if the light in the room doesn't change, then you know you're dreaming, or the light switch is broken, but probably dreaming. In our dreams, the light is always the same level. We may be able to have different lights in each dream, but we cannot consciously control it. When we come back, more fun facts about dream lucidity, and we'll finish our analysis of Inception. Did you know that one of the easiest ways to get yourself across long spaces in dreams is through a doorway? If you're in a building, simply go to the nearest door, close your eyes, and walk through while imagining the next place that you would like to go. I would recommend that you understand that you're dreaming before you do this, because if you do this in real life, you're probably going to make an ass of yourself. If consciously closing your eyes wakes you up, try an alternative where you close the door, visualize the place, open it, and walk through. In Inception, through lucidity, the characters are able to sculpt the content of the dream, which requires an architecture student to make mental labyrinths for the student subjects. Wow. I'm having trouble speaking tonight. There we go. The thoughts that came to me was whether or not artists have more complex dreams than accountants. Do you think an artistic mind is able to fathom more levels of subconscious dreaming than logically minded people? That is my question. And as I said before, if you have answers to my questions, or just want to talk, laugh, be funny, hattrick, hattrick@gmail.com. Overall, Inception was pretty much exactly what a good psycho thriller looks like. The script's well-balanced and action-focused, and the cinematography and choices for CGI use were stunning. You're listening to The Frame Game from 8 to 9 on Friday nights. I hope you're enjoying yourself, because I am thoroughly enjoying myself. And I'll be back after some music. Woo!
Scream, you're a disgrace. And she slammed the door in his drunken face. And now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. He cries, oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love you and me had? Against the door he leans and starts a scene, and his tears fall and burn a garden green. And so castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually. A little Indian brave who, before he was 10, played war games in the woods with his Indian friends. And he built a dream that when he grew up, he would be a fearless warrior, Indian chief. Many moons passed, and more the dream grew stronger. Till tomorrow, he would sing his first war song and fight his first battle. But something went wrong. Surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. And so castles made of sand melts into the sea eventually. There was a young girl whose heart was a frown, cause she was crippled for life and she couldn't speak a sound. And she wished and prayed she could stop living, so she decided to die. She drew a wheelchair to the edge of the shore, and to her leg she smiled, "You won't hurt me no more." But then a sight she never seen made her jump and say, "Look, a golden winged ship is passing my way." And it really didn't have to stop, it just kept on going. And so castles made of sand slips into the sea eventually.
When the man on the chessboard get up and tell you right. If you ever think at all, my poor opposites attract. All of a sudden I want to grow. I love you for what I am not. Did not want what I have got. Blanket at me, the cigarette burns. Second rain is worth it.
Section of the night, I want to talk about an interesting concept that I found out when researching lucid dreaming. I was reading a question online about how to wake yourself up if you get trapped in a lucid dream state. Simple ways to accomplish this are by dreaming of a situation that is sexually arousing, and things like jolts or the sense of falling, the reaction in your body from the perceived sensations will trigger your mind to snap back to reality. However, lucid dreams should be thought of as opportunities to live other lives and travel worlds that have never gone further than imagination. I hope that someday you learn more about dreaming, because I think everyone needs to have a point in their life where they're introspective and interact in the dream realm and interact with what you can do with your subconscious and what you can do with your conscious, because we have amazing brains and we need to use them. So for the evening, this is Hattrick signing out and wishing you all a pleasant nap. See you next week, 8 to 9 on Fridays. You're listening to KGLR 95.3, greenlightradio.com.
you think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a vein?